Welcome to Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our veterans and first responders. Presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Certified Senior Advisor Jim Blythe, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who have served in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who have put their lives on the line to serve us nationally and locally. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. And now, here's your host, Jim Blythe.
In the air everywhere, from the mighty Trinity River to the Red River Valley, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, my co-host, my partner in crime and or evil, the dashing and suave man of GQ, Ron Abrams.
Good morning, morning. Great Ron, to be here.
Yeah, Nick, great. Gosh, what a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. How yes. beautiful it is. Really terrific. Man, I'm glad to be here. Also, if you're joining us live on Facebook or you'd like to join us live on Facebook, this guy behind me is the great John David Wells. The great John David Wells. Ron, it's Memorial Day weekend, but also you are the regional coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission yes. for Employment. What have you got that can help guys and gals get a job?
Well, first of all, they've changed my title. I am now the district outreach coordinator. We are no longer a region. We are a district. And it goes the same for all of our other used to be regions throughout the state of Texas. But the Department of Labor has deemed it so. So we are now a district, which makes me no longer the Rock, but now I am the Doc. The district outreach coordinator, yeah.
Okay, here's the question then. Did they give you a pay raise?
You know what? We just got a new pay raise as well.
All right.
It's like an additional, it equated to a little over $300 extra a month. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to turn that down.
No.
Especially with two grandchildren in the midst.
How fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, my grandson will be he'll be coming over right around 12 today. And luckily there's a pool near the condo. And so we're going to get in the pool and, you know, plop around, so to speak.
I'm gonna try and do a little of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the things that you and I talked about earlier that we want to talk about is the Women's Veterans Day.
Indeed.
And there's several activities in several days. So why don't you talk about the June the 8th, the Camo to Culture.
Well, now that one, I'm going to have you go over, but I because I didn't print out the flyer, but I do have one more. But I will tell you about what we have in Austin, right there near the Capitol on June 12th, or I'm sorry, June 9th. Any and everyone is invited, but we're talking food, festivities. There's a live band. We actually looked at four bands to perform, and this particular band just seemed to, you know, resonate with the camaraderie and things of that nature. And one of the band members is a military veteran as well. So, but it's on June 12th, and I will tell you, it is open to the public. And but if you are a veteran, please come out and participate because we have some exciting things for you. There's actually five DOCs, district outreach coordinators, throughout the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. So my compadres, they're going to be there as well. So, again, on June 9th, please come on out. And I'm actually pulling up the flyer now. You kind of caught me off guard. But
I'm sorry for that.
No, it's okay.
You know, us guys in the Navy, we were prepared.
You know what? You're right. But with grandkids in the midst, sometimes they'll slow you up in the morning, too. But we'll have it all together here in just a moment.
While you're looking that up, let me mention Women's Veterans Day. And
yes.
there's so much, and especially if you're a woman veteran, there's a lot you need to plug into. And so let's celebrate together. Go to WomenVeteransDay.com. That's WomenVeteransDay.com. You're going to find out about Camo to Culture. That's June the 8th. You're going to find out about She Served a Block Party. That's June the 9th. Women's Veterans Day, the official ceremony. That's June the 12th. And because she served, a community roundtable, that's June the 21st. So please go to womensveteransday.com. That's really, really important. We want you to participate. We want you to know you're part of the team and part of the family. I think I've had a number of people on, from Ginger Simonson, retired Lieutenant Colonel, to Camille, who heads up the Denton County Women's Veterans group. And I think a lot of women, basically, when they came out of the military for various reasons, and Camille told me that she was told, don't tell people you're a veteran. I think that that's sort of a stigma or a misconception or a bad communication. And so these things that the womensveterans.com are doing, I think are really, really important. They're important so that women know how much we appreciate their service to the country.
Yes.
It's important to know how much they are part of the team, but it's also important for them to know that we're there for them. And so these events are very, very important. So again, go to womensveterans.com. They've got some great sponsors. I think the Peer Network, Texas Women's University, United Health Foundation, Give an Hour, the Catholic Charities. These are all very, very important organizations. Women's Veterans Day Road Trip. That's at an Eventbrite. That's the Women's Veterans Day. These things, take a look at them. I have them, and I think that's important. Now, and what were you talking about, though, that's also Women's Veterans Day employment opportunity or job fair?
This is actually another event, and I wanted to keep this within the realm of that particular date you just mentioned, June 9th, because Women Veterans Day is going to be celebrated on June 12th as well. And this is going to kick off at 9:30 a.m., goes all the way until 3 o'clock p.m., all right? And essentially during the opening ceremony, south steps of the Texas Capitol Resource Fair and Veterans Art Exhibit is going to be going on at the same time. Interior hallway of the Texas Capitol. So govern yourselves accordingly, because you know how that traffic is going down south, 35 south. Could be kind of choppy, kind of thick. So definitely leave a little bit earlier.
And when you go through West Texas,
yes,
go to the Czechoslovakian Bakery, the Czech Bakery.
Okay.
That's a good place.
All right.
All right. Now,
I need to write that down.
Yeah. You are the district coordinator now.
Yes.
One of the most important things you do is next week you're going to have Patrick Alcorn on.
That's correct.
And he is not only a great friend, but he's got a tremendous program to help veterans start their own business, or I think the training, and I'm going to go through the training that they have in leadership, would help anybody, whether they're in a corporate job or they're starting their own company. Can you tell us just a little bit about what Patrick Alcorn does?
Yes, he's the district. I'm sorry, I was about to give him my title, but he is the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center, and this is over at the University of Texas at Arlington. Patrick is a West Pointer, and he had several businesses, but once he got here to Arlington, Texas, he continued on being a business counselor with the Texas Veterans Commission, and then he got picked up to head as the director for the Veterans Business Outreach Center at University of Texas at Arlington. So essentially, he's providing free training to anyone who is a veteran. So if you're looking to or seeking to start a business, they will teach you everything you need to know, especially when it comes to the business plan, how to get your capital, where to find that capital, rather, that seed money to start the business, and everything to do with the business plan. Now, when we're talking business plan, we're talking about everything that goes in it, all the paragraphs, the location, how you're going to do your marketing. You can also talk about your capital in there, not only how you're going to get the capital, but how are you going to get capital if, in fact, that particular resource fails. So he's going to teach you all the things you need to know to make that business plan sing. And as a lot of you know who have businesses out there, in order to get capital, that business plan has to be above board. It's got to have all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. And if it's not, then you can get turned down for your seed money or your capital.
Well, and I think that's important because part of what they do is they not only train you how to build that business plan, but how to approach lenders like SBA lenders.
Yes.
And things of that.
People fund.
And yeah. People fund and places like that. But most importantly, you know, Ron, my background in many years ago, I managed commercial real estate projects. And one of the tragic things that I saw was about 90% of the startup businesses fail.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you the reason that they fail generally is not because of lack of capital, not because of lack of passion or desire, but lack of a comprehensive business plan that really includes marketing.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that Patrick brings to the table, because a lot of times people get the idea of, well, I'm going to buy this franchise. I mean, I've had four or five of them be tenants in retail centers that I managed years ago. And I would go in and talk to them and I'd go, okay, now tell me what you're doing to market yourself. Well, I put up a sign and I opened the doors.
Wow.
That doesn't work.
It does not. No.
And you've got to be able to get out there. Now, in today's market, in today's world, without a doubt, social media. And I think one of the big things that Patrick teaches is how to use social media. I think Scott Hunt, for instance, who's got a great Wiz Hunt, WIZHUNT, is a great program to be able to boost up social media. I've used it as well. Recommended a lot of people to it. Because you could have the greatest idea in the world. You could have the greatest company in the world. But if you don't know how to market it, if you don't know how to get out there, then won't be long that if nobody knows about you, you're a dead duck.
Exactly. And you've mentioned something very important out there. When it comes to the marketing, who are you marketing to?
Exactly.
You've got to know your demographic. You got to know who you're trying to sell your product to. And if you don't know your product, then in many cases, you don't know who to sell that product to.
Yeah. And I think it's really important. And sometimes just even hiring a marketing person is not always the best thing, because people want to talk to the boss.
That's right.
And you've got to be involved. You've got to plug in. You've got to not only plug in social media, but you've got to plug in into networking groups. You got to be involved and get out there. I think that one of the most important things that I ever did was to join organizations, get some certifications, but be part of organizations that were complementary to what I did. I became a certified senior advisor. Then I organized in 2015 the first local chapter of certified senior advisors in the United States after they'd run a test program up in Denver. And that gave me a group of referral partners, and it gave me a group of people to be able to refer to if people said, hey, I need to know about estate planning. I need to know about home health care. I need to know about where the place to go to find mom a place to live. Just listening to the TV or the radio, I hear all these commercials. But what's really best for mom if I'm going to do? And so I plugged in with people like Tammy Cordes and Clark Wilcox and all. And those people also are referral partners to you.
So you've networked.
Yes.
And networked
so
well.
Tune in, plug in, and join in. So I tell you what, let's do. When we come back, let's talk more about making yourself successful on this incredibly beautiful,
Indeed. Absolutely
cloudless Memorial Day weekend. This is just terrific. So we're going to be back after a few words from all of our partners, and we're going to find out more about how to make yourself successful. From Ron Abrams, the district coordinator for the Texas Regional Commission on Employment. Did I get all that correct?
It's good enough.
Yeah. We'll come the other back thing we'll talk about is dress for success. So Jim Blythe, and I'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave, your radio station for veterans information.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, certified senior advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is. No fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who have served in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. And now, back to the conversation on Alliance for the Brave.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and you've tuned in to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, first responders, American patriots, and people who really care. Ron, I introduced you when we came in as Mr. GQ, and I didn't mean that basically...
Gentleman's Quarterly.
...as being funny, because really, you set the bar, I think, to a very appropriate level on how you make a great first impression and how you dress. You always, even today, on a casual Saturday, you always set the bar so that when people meet you, they want to get to know you. You engage them. So please, a little bit, talk about how important is that, especially for veterans, because so many... When we came out of the military, we were used to wearing uniforms.
Yes.
And then you come into the civilian world and you see all kinds of stuff. And sometimes that's appropriate and sometimes that's not.
Exactly.
And so I'd like for you to elaborate on that, because I think it is so important. And I'm complimenting you on what I think is one of the most vital keys to success.
Yes. You just mentioned something, too, about the uniforms. Everything's provided for you in the military, the food, the medical, even your clothing, essentially. But what we soon forget once we leave the military is all that nice discipline that we've been able to acquire while we were in. And a lot of that has to do with the maintenance of your uniform, to include the shoes. We would have to, we called it spit shine back in the day. And so with leather boots, it had to be shined to a glass finish, a high gloss.
It looked like patent leather.
Yes. And even on the edge, on the edges, you had to put edge dressing so that the heel stays black, you know. And all of these things you're conscious of. But when we leave the military, we forget all about that. But it's so important if you're going for a position, if you're going for an interview, everything. You've only got one chance to impress, one chance. So why not invest in yourself when you're going for those interviews? And a lot of that has to do with how well polished you are. So take the time and spend some money on getting those suits altered, you know, get the sleeves shortened a little bit, so that you can see the cuff of your shirt come up out from under the sleeve. If you're overweight like I was, I was 238 pounds when I left the military. So, you know, I got a little lazy, I'll admit, but I still got the suits tailored, right? So instead of buying a size 50 size a jacket, I would get the jacket, yes, but I would then get the sides taken in, tapered a little bit, shorten the sleeves, and make it a little more polished, to include the shoes. Now, there are some shoes where my mom, when I visited her, she said, are those the shoes that I saw when you went to the maybe, I don't know, Memorial Day picnic or something 3 years ago? And I'd be like, yeah. Oh, well, they look so new. Well, all I did was just keep the edge dressing on there and the polish. Very simple things. And people think you have some new pair of shoes on. But as long as you put a nice thin layer on there, you can keep it up. How do you say? Upkept. Upkept.
Well, it all gives a person, when they meet you, a feeling that you are a quality person. Now, there is a commercial, and I'm not going to mention the name of the company, but there's various and sundry singers that are going, accept me the way I am. I want to be wild and wonderful. I want to be, okay, great. That's super. In the right setting.
That's it. That's the key. Before you go through it for that interview, it's always a good idea to visit the website of that company.
Yeah.
Learn the culture. What types of activities are they involved in aside from insurance or car sales?
And if there are photographs of some of the people in the company.
Yes.
And sometimes you see that. See how they're dressed.
So simple.
Yeah. And so, you know, if their company is a what I call business casual, then for a man, wear a sport jacket.
Yes.
Wear slacks. Maybe you wear a golf shirt that, and you're not doing a coat and tie. But if it's a business firm that's like a bank or financial institution,
yes.
For so many years it was drilled into us of the uniform, and it used to be, for instance, EDS, white shirt, suit, not sport clothes, and tie.
Now, you said EDS. Is that a Navy term?
Or? No, EDS was Electronic Data System that was Ross Perot's company.
Okay.
And he was an ex-Navy. And basically what they did was they had a dress code within the company. Mm-hmm. So find out if that's the case. Because the worst thing you want to do is walk in there and be a square peg in a round hole.
Right, right.
And if that's your personality and you want to be a square peg in a round hole, then maybe you don't want to do that. And maybe that company's not right
for
you.
In the Army, we called it rag bag.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a rag bag, man.
No. So dress for success. And know the culture and what you're getting into.
Yes.
Don't force people to accept you when you're weird. You make them want to accept you, want to get to know you. Because if you don't make a good impression in the first few seconds, you don't get a second chance, do you?
That's right. In communication, 90% of the communication is based on visual. 90%.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other tips to help you be successful in getting that job and successful in business. This is Jim Blythe with the great Ron Abrams, District Coordinator for employment for the Texas Veterans Commission. I'm a certified senior advisor, and we're here to help you. We'll be right back after this word from our partners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Atlantic hurricane season doesn't officially start until Friday, but a subtropical system called Alberto is heading toward the Gulf Coast. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
On the West Coast, it looks like we're going to get quite a bit of, on top of the rain, a lot of wind.
There's a tropical storm watch in effect, and this storm is expected to be a rainmaker. WWL's Dave Cohen is in New Orleans.
The threat of strong winds, heavy rains, and high surf, residents and visitors all along the Gulf Coast this Memorial Day weekend are being urged to keep an eye on Alberto.
We have to be prepared, and I just want the people to know that we are working with them.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. The cone of possible landfalls on Memorial Day stretches from Louisiana through Mississippi and Alabama across the Florida Panhandle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice, Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello Tours.
Oh, Pirello Tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello Tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free, once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
It's Charlotte. Here comes Harvick and Busch. They are side by side.
It's the Coca-Cola 600.
Jimmy Johnson loosens up Kyle Larson. Now he powers to the inside.
Now we got a car spinning over here. One car goes sideways. It's Kevin Harvick.
Trouble in turn one, and it is Kyle Larson. He's gotten into the outside wall.
Jimmy Johnson's been told to go to the whip.
Catch all the excitement of the Coca-Cola 600. Sunday at 4 p.m.
Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600 tomorrow at 4, only on 1160 AM KBDT.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who have served in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at allianceforthebrave.com. And now, back to the conversation on Alliance for the Brave.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. Used to be regional, but the Department of Labor has decided or deemed it necessary to make the changes. And, of course, we're here with our regular host, Jim Blythe, certified senior advisor, radio talk show extraordinaire, right? Avid golfer. No,
I can't swing a golf club.
No, but you guys did a live remote last Saturday.
We did a live remote from the Byron Nelson, and we really should have done one from the Colonial with Pat, because that is a beautiful golf course and a beautiful day, and I know those guys are going great. That is a tremendous asset to our North Texas community. And so just say a prayer for all those guys that are out there having a great time. The Byron Nelson was terrific. I got to interview Michelle Kinder, who heads up their charity, Momentous Institute, that does so much for training young children, young men and women, especially children that come from disadvantaged economic situations.
Yeah, I saw the photos on the Alliance for the Brave Facebook.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys in the booth. I'm pretty sure you guys were sitting in some air conditioning, things of that nature.
But oh, Lord, yes.
How close to the green are you when you're
in those booths? Well, we're actually, the media center would probably be 50 yards from a fairway. We're next to the clubhouse. But Diane and I, my wonderful wife, and I got out. We walked the course on Saturday and saw it. It's a very, very unique golf course. It's very different from anything we've seen in North Texas. Mm. It's more like what you'd find in England or the Scottish Highlands of a links-type course. And it's a Ben Crenshaw-designed course, which is a tremendous course. So if a golfer was getting ready to play the British Open, he come over and play this course because it's the same type of thing.
Right.
It's different from what we're used to, but my hat's off and kudos to AT&T in the city of Dallas for taking a sanitary landfill and turning it into a great golf course.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, though. Just a little trivia question. But just like the I think it's a 24-hour race, and they're crossing desert using these dune buggies and things of that nature. But that's like the toughest course ever. But when it comes to golf, what's the most challenging course in existence as far as what you know in the world of golf?
Pat Wheeler would be the one to talk to about that. I think that one of the toughest I ever played many years ago was Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. I played golf quite a bit out there. Mm-hmm. Also the course in Colorado at Beaver Creek.
What makes a course tough?
Well, I think the topography, you know, there you're up and down and up and down. And the course, for instance, at Torrey Pines, man, you'll walk yourself half to death. Mm. And the one in Colorado, pretty much the same thing. So you better be in real great shape.
Wow. So you got
to do
prepare
that
for all
now,
that. Huh?
That's my opinion. There are other golfers who would, you know, they have different experiences, but you know, you get better by tackling the tougher deals.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's segue back though what we've been talking about of success and tackling the tougher deals in success. So tackling some of your tougher things that you habitually do, like we were talking about. You go in to have an interview, or you get hired in that company and you're excited about there, but you're nervous.
Yes.
So many guys, what do? They get a stick of Wrigley's gum and they're chewing on it.
Right. Going in for the interview and to get over that nervousness, a lot of us will pick up some type of habit. You know, we'll twiddle our thumbs, we'll tap our feet. But a lot of us will put that stick of gum in the mouth and just go chewing away. But psychologically, it does relax you. It takes your mind off of the fear. But when it comes to an interview, that could be a deal changer. And you said, you know, tackling the big things. Sometimes it's just the little things that you do that help you overcome those big things, those barriers. And chewing the gum is a big no-no.
Now, one of the other things is we talked about NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. You've had a lot of experience with this. Tell people about that because it is so important. You know, once you get that job, how you are perceived by your fellow employees, how you're perceived by your supervisors, how you're perceived if you're in a management right. position. Communication is key, and communication is not always voice.
Right. So, matter of fact, 90% of communication is based on what people see and hear, not necessarily what they're interpreting by what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The words. They're listening to the tonality. They're watching your body language, and they're looking at the clothes that you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's 90% of the communication that they're using. And what helps you establish the rapport in an interview is that neuro-linguistic programming. You want to mirror your interviewer. You're the interviewee, and you want to mirror what your interviewer is doing, even down to the tonality of their voice. So, as an example, let me ask you a question, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Yesterday morning, what did you have for breakfast?
I made myself a blueberry fruit smoothie.
You made yourself a blueberry smoothie?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you that question again.
Uh-huh.
And I want our listening audience to listen to what I do. Hey, Jim, what did you have for breakfast yesterday morning?
I had a blueberry fruit smoothie.
You had a blueberry fruit smoothie.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow. I bet that was delicious.
It was terrific. And I used Monster as a liquid for
there
it.
There we go.
So I was wired and fired because I can't drink coffee.
Now, if you guys noticed on my first response, my tonality did not match his. I was higher in volume, and I probably it scared him a little bit. Right. But on the second response, I've matched my tone of voice with his.
Mm-hmm.
So subconsciously, I established rapport with Jim. If you noticed, he gave me more detail in the description as to what he had for breakfast.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that you might want to consider when you go in for your interviews. Now, if you are nervous, you've gotten rid of your gum, but you're still nervous. Well, what can help is giving yourself time to answer. So if you're nervous, what you can do is say, wow, that's an interesting question. I'm glad you asked me that. Well, I've just given myself, 7, 10 seconds?
Yeah, to think it
through. To gather my thoughts, yeah. And he's just thinking that I'm just thinking about that question.
Well, not only that, but you're complimenting him by saying thank you in a way.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you for asking me that. And that's how you build rapport. Here's one of the tricks that I've learned, because I interview families all the time in what I do, going into seniors' homes. So I try and find a commonality. Okay, are you retired? Yes. Well, what did you do before? Oh, I was a school teacher. Wow, where did you teach? I think that's really great. My mother was a school teacher.
There we go.
I grew up around school teachers. My great-grandfather was the superintendent of schools in Athens, Texas. And all of a sudden, you find a commonality. Now, many times when I'm sitting there, I may say, were you a veteran? Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't a veteran, but my dad was, and he served in World War II. Wow. My grandfather was in the Navy, and he was the XO of ships that he was at Iwo Jima and Okinawa. All of a sudden, we've got rapport.
That's right.
Okay? We found a commonality that really has nothing to do with business, but it causes both people to sort of relax and say, man, I like this person. Birds of a feather flock together.
Mm-hmm.
Overused term, but it works. So I think that's real, real important.
In many cases, if you've established enough rapport, you'll see that person lean forward, mm-hmm. become more engaged in the conversation. And as you were mentioning with your clients, I'm pretty sure they were starting to lean forward, give you a little bit more information as to
what
their parents did and things of that nature, too. Yeah.
And see, once in my situation, I'm doing financial counseling to them. So once you basically develop that rapport, then they're willing to talk to you and tell you about the situations and the problems of why they're in this situation. And a lot of seniors and a lot of people are very guarded. And within a company, people have become very guarded, especially when men and women are talking with each other. Now, today, if you're a guy or a gal and you're talking to someone you can be, you got to be very, very guarded. So you've also got to be very appropriate. It's no longer a culture where we can make little jokes like we used to.
Right.
If you're going to make jokes, I suggest you listen to Joel Osteen and write down about five or six of his jokes, because they can be absolutely hysterical and non-offensive to anybody. And the key that you want to do is, because you may never know if you accidentally offend somebody.
Right.
And then you're cut off. You're shut out.
A lot of times it has to do with the type or the way you're asking the question. Your question should be open-ended and fact-finding. You don't want to ask questions that'll just give you a one-word answer. The yes or the no's.
Right.
You want information.
All right. And many years ago, I taught in a halfway house teenage boys coming out of the Texas juvenile prison system. And I had a young man, and he said, man, I would love to get a job with a grocery store. I've always wanted to work in a grocery store. And I kind of laughed. I said, boy, that's a great idea. I happen to know the Collum family that owns Tom Thumb. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah. My dad actually sat on the board of that. And I said, I got a deal. I tell you what, there is a Tom Thumb not too far away. So one day, why don't I take you over there and let's apply for a job? So I took him over there and I talked to the manager, and we went in and I said, and the manager said, okay, well, what can you do? And I said, well, how about sack groceries? You need a grocery sacker. Oh yeah. So what I did was I coached the young man not only to sack the groceries, you know, put the cans in the one bag and don't put the eggs where you put the things that'll squash them, and you put the bread where, you know, it's not going to get messed up. But the one thing that I taught him to do is when a customer comes through the line and he is standing there sacking their groceries, ask their name.
Hmm.
Say, excuse me, my name is Jim. What's your name? And when they say, oh, I'm Mrs. Such and Such, say, Miss Such and Such, I'm really glad you're here. Do you have anything special you'd like me to do with your groceries? Would you like me to help you out to the car with them? And repeat their name two or three times, and you get their name. And if you can, you know, have a little notebook and write their name down. And the next time you see them in the grocery store, say, Mrs. Cartwright, it's so great to see you. Thank you for coming back. Can I help you?
Very good.
And all of a sudden, then there was one young man, and I read this story. By the way, that young man, he not only got the job, the other thing I coached him is when things get slow and there's nobody in the store and you're not sacking groceries, then go ask the manager, where can I help out? Can I stack groceries in the shelves? Can I do this? Can I do that? Always be proactive. What can I do to help you? And if something happens where somebody drops a jar of pickles, be the first one there with a mop and a bucket to help clean it up. And I said, when you're proactive versus a lot of people tell you, especially remember in the military, they said, for whatever you do, don't volunteer for anything.
Right.
That doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Always be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
So the young man did that. Then he said, what do I do next, Mr. Blythe? And I said, ask them if you could, you know, you're working with the sacking groceries, if you could learn how to do the checkout. Okay. So he did that. And he became a checker. Then I said, okay, why don't you ask somebody in the butcher department if you could help them out? So long story made short, he advanced in that grocery store. He got out of the halfway house. He was able to get a bus and go. He got a car. That was years and years ago. Last time I heard, he was a manager of a Tom Thumb making about $125 a year.
Wow.
Okay?
Incredible. Well, actually, it's credible.
Yeah. And because he helped build that store. Be a team partner. And to the other people in the store, always be uplifting.
Yes.
Always be uplifting. Never be condescending. Never be critical. So I tell you what, we're going to come back after this word from all of our partners, and we're going to talk about more ways to be successful and develop customer relationships. As you develop your own business, or if you work within a company, you're helping them be successful. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we're going to be right back with success stories for veterans on Alliance for the Brave.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas, brought to you by Grapevine Antique Market. In 1866, the Grapevine Masonic Lodge is organized. J.W. Dunn is the first worshipful master. In 1867, they decide to build a school. Pine lumber is hauled by ox teams over 150 miles from the mills in East Texas. School begins in September of 1869. Colonel W.P. Bishop is principal. The school remains open until 1886.
Hi, I'm Brandon Cantrell with Grapevine Antique Market. We sell vintage items, antiques, and a lot of current decorative items. Very cool. My husband lived here when I got married 33 years ago. It's a small town feeling, although it's not that small anymore. I've just gotten to know Grapevine, and I have lots of friends here, and I like it.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
800-915-9734, 800-915-9734, 800-915-9734, 800-915-9734.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
This is Mark James inviting you to join us for flag-to-flag coverage of the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500. 33 Verizon IndyCar Series drivers will race for the chance to go down in history and be named the winner of the greatest spectacle in racing.
Don't miss the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, tomorrow only on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Visit us on Facebook or join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, the regional director of the Texas Veterans Commission Employment. He's the guy to go to. Now, Ron, if people want help in doing a resume, help in getting a job, who do they call?
You can call me, if you like, at 210-778-6345. And the reason why I keep my San Antonio number is because I used to work for Texas Veterans Commission in San Antonio. So I still have a lot of contacts down there. But you can still reach me at that number yourselves, 210-778-6345. Now, if you're in a part of the state or country wherein you're trying to find one that is near you, you can just go to our website, and that is tvc.texas.gov. That's Tango Victor Charlie. And of course, you have to spell Texas out and then GOV, Golf Oscar Victor. So that's tvc.texas.gov. You can also go to workintexas.com, and on there you can find where your nearest Workforce Solutions office is. Inside each one of the Workforce Solutions offices throughout the state of Texas, you will find a veterans representative. And that veterans representatives, they actually work for us, the Texas Veterans Commission. And we can help you with those resumes, that interview technique we were talking about.
Yes.
The neuro-linguistic programming.
Programming.
Dressing for success, everything. We'll help you out with all that.
I think that's important because when so many young men and women go into the military out of high school or even out of college, that is a culture. And I look back and, boy, that was the best thing that ever happened to me in my life, without a doubt. And it changed me. It made me into a man. It taught me a lot of great things. But it didn't teach me how to function in what we used to call the real world, the civilian world.
Right.
So some of the things that you teach are all about making that transition in a very successful way to the civilian world and getting that job and making that job more and more successful. We talked earlier and I told the story about the young man I helped get a job. I think it's really critically important too within companies today, more than ever before, that you have servant leadership, that you serve those that you work with.
Right.
That you, when people make mistakes, you acknowledge them. You say, okay, how are we going to fix this? Okay? Instead of screaming at them and throwing stuff, and I've experienced that. I've had people do it to me. It doesn't have the desired effect. The desired effect is learning how to be a servant leader.
Right.
And I learned that from basically Dr. Andy Seidel, who is U.S. Army colonel, who taught at Dallas Theological Seminary, and he developed their course on leadership. And if you want a great book on leadership, go to Dallas Theological Seminary or order Dr. Andy Seidel's book on leadership. It's tremendous. It's all about building relationships. And that's the most important thing. And one of the things I learned, and I was talking to Diane about this this morning, is many years ago, I did a zoning case, and everybody told me about this horrible homeowners association and this terrible couple and how they were just anti-this and anti-development. And, man, the head of engineering, the head of public works, the mayor, the city councilman all said, oh, stay away from this guy and his wife. They're terrible. And I said, really? So I got their name and phone number. And I invited them to come to my office, and we went to lunch, and I sat down with a blueprint of what we were getting ready to build as a subdivision in Grand Prairie. And I asked their input, and I found out the guy was a plumber, and I found out what his background was, and we found some commonality. And when we got through, he was like, well, I would like to have a park. And I said, man, I've got three lots that are right here by the creek that are prone to flood. Let's turn that into a park. And he goes, that's a great idea, pocket park. I said, okay. And let's do this and let's do that. And so then we go to the city, and I turn the guy from an enemy. Everybody hated him, okay? And I turned him into an ally. So when I go to the city council meeting, and this is important, the mayor says, oh, watch out for that guy and his wife. They're on the front row, Jimmy. They're going to be here to submarine you. And the city councilman comes up and says, oh, watch out for them. Mm-hmm. And the head of public works says, oh, no, Jim, they're here. Listen, you know, let us handle them. I said, don't worry about it. So when the mayor called me up to speak on the subdivision plat that we were doing, I said, Mr. Mayor, before I speak, I'd like to introduce this couple, and I'd like for them to speak. Well, the look on the mayor's face.
Wow.
And he was C.P. Wagner, and his face was like, oh, my God. The guy got up and talked about how great my subdivision was. Blew everybody away.
Wow.
I took an enemy and turned him into an ally.
There we go.
And that's what we got to do in the workforce. That's what we've got to do in the civilian world. That's what we've got to do in the political world. We've got to come together. So I tell you what, let's do. We're going to be coming back after these messages. We've got Congressman Pete Sessions going to be talking about the National Defense Bill. That's really important. That's important to us as a country, maintaining success in defense so that we stay free, because there's a lot of people that really would like to do a lot of damage to us. So we're going to be talking with Congressman Pete Sessions, and then we're going to be talking about Colonel Mike McCallum. We're going to be right back after these words with Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. And again,
news, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Holiday plans could be a washout along the Gulf and inland thanks to Alberto, which could become a tropical storm very soon. Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Patrick Berg.
Memorial Day, very wet and soggy across Gulf Coast region and then extending on up through the southeast U.S.
Tropical storm watches are up from Florida to Louisiana. WECP-TV's Danielle Ellis is in the Florida Panhandle.
Daily conference calls between emergency operations, the National Weather Service, and the Hurricane Center will keep everyone alert if the storm develops. Governor Scott held a press conference.
We've already moved some high water vehicles up to the Panhandle from Fish and Wildlife. We're staying up with all the agencies to make sure everybody's prepared, to make sure that if we have this fair weather, that everybody's going to be taken care of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 5 million vehicles in the United States over a cruise control issue. They say in rare situations, drivers may not be able to turn off the cruise control. It can happen if the cruise control accelerates at the same time an electrical short circuit occurs. Shifting the vehicle into park will cancel the cruise control, but tapping the brake or turning off the device won't. The recall includes 15 Jeep, Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram models from 2014 to the present. Harvey Weinstein is out on bail after pleading not guilty on Friday to sex crime charges involving two women. Weinstein has been released on $1 million cash bail and has surrendered his passport. It'll be easier for federal agencies to fire employees under new executive orders. They're aimed to roll back civil service protections that federal workers have enjoyed for decades. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This weekend, we honor the military service and sacrifice of all our men and women in uniform and those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And once again, for the 29th year, a special Memorial Day weekend tradition will happen. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
It's America's annual tradition to honor and remember all those who have served and sacrificed.
The National Memorial Day concert, airing actually on the evening before Memorial Day, carried live on PBS stations on Sunday. The usual hosts will be back.
Join me, Joe Mantegna.
And me, Gary Sinise.
This year's concert will be celebrating several important anniversaries, including the 150th Memorial Day, 100 years since the end of World War I, and the 50th anniversary of the Battle of Khe Sanh, one of the fiercest battles of the Vietnam War. The show starts at 8 p.m. Eastern and runs for 90 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Uber is back in the news once again. Here's USA's Tim Berg with more.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they were closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Welcome to Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our veterans and first responders. Presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Certified Senior Advisor Jim Blythe, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who have served in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who have put their lives on the line to serve us nationally and locally. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. And now, here's your host, Jim Blythe.
In the air everywhere, from the mighty Trinity to the Red River Valley, and soon to be from sea to shining sea, this is Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, military, patriots, and anybody who will listen. I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. Joining me from the Texas Veterans Commission, Ron Abrams, District Coordinator for Employment.
Good morning.
Ron, let's jump right in. I have an outstanding person, Congressman Pete Sessions. Thank you for joining in. It's so great to talk to you.
Good morning, Jim. I hope both of you are prepared for a beautiful day in North Texas.
Oh, man, I can't wait about it. But we have you for such a limited time, and you bring so much information about what's going on in Washington. I would like to thank you first for what you did for the VA in bringing hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Congressman Sessions, I think that's very, very important, and it's groundbreaking in what you were able to get achieved.
Jim, thank you very much. The opportunity for us to use technology and to actually even experiment a bit with how we see the relationship with our young people who come back so many times, not just with traumatic brain injury, but other wounds which typically are not healing properly are addressed in this hyperbaric oxygen. It's oxygenation. We know that oxygen helps do a lot of things, but it also cleanses and heals wounds. And we're looking at how that therapy can help people who have been injured because of a blast or a head injury.
Congressman Sessions, you are chairman of the House Rules Committee. There is a very, very important bill, the National Defense Authorization Act for 2019, H.R. 5515. This is critically important to not only to veterans, because it has the funding for TRICARE if you're career military, but it's important to our whole nation to understand some of the things about that. And so would you please, let's talk about this, because we're limited on time, the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act.
Yes, sir. Not many people know this, but the chairman of the committee is Max Thornberry, who's from Clarendon, Texas, which is up outside of Amarillo. And Mac is a... and just became chairman 3 years ago. That brings to the table an understanding of how we're going to use time and technology once again, but to make tough decisions about moving the military to achieve things that are not as costly, but to make long-term decisions about two things. One of them is what we buy. Our procurement policies needed to change. Too many times we would want to go buy something. By the time we bought it, it was twice as much as what we originally thought it would cost. We are having to change our procurement policy. MAC is doing that to make sure that we can buy those aircraft carriers, that we can go buy those F-35s, but that they're delivered on time and the money that we thought was necessary. Second, building in the relationship with people. As you know, our command all across the world, the number of the troop strength has been cut dramatically. It is the right thing in some areas, and in other areas it's not. The reason why is we're wearing out the men and women who work for us. We've been doing this for 15 years, and I think that what we've done is help us better with our force structure.
Congressman, I think I've heard a lot of detractors say things, well, why do we need such a big military? Why do we need to have aircraft carriers? I think hearing it from you to say we need to be ready and the defense is a deterrent is very important.
Well, make no mistake about it. What happened at 9/11 in New York City was a $2.5 to $3 trillion hit on the United States economy. Notwithstanding, it cost us hundreds of billions later to fix buildings, to find things. But if we have effective intelligence and the deterrence to the military, we actually can save not just ourselves but our allies. But you bring up a bigger point. And that bigger point is that our military needs to be in places so that others, like the Chinese and the Russians, do not run over the world. The Russians are tremendously aggressive and have used their military. All you have to do is go on any Google and Google Soviet Army. You will see the kinds of equipment and what they're lining up to do. We're not done with North Korea yet. We don't know what's going to happen there. And for us to back away from a fight would mean a ballistic missile could be at the United States. That's unacceptable to me.
Well, absolutely it's unacceptable. And if they continue that nuclear program, I think it's frightening what could be done, and especially when you're dealing with crazies. And unfortunately, I think the leader of North Korea is crazy, and he's maybe crazy being smart because he's got everybody scared to death in some cases, but the president is not and has stood down. I also think it was smart that the president and some of the things that Kim Jong-un had said, let's back off and let's not have this summit now and let's get things straightened out, because when that man went up to China and met with the head of China and he came back, his rhetoric changed. And I think it's important that we not be in a subservient position. And again, a strength of our military is what had moved them to the table in the first place.
Well, I agree with that. I'm not sure we actually understand enough about exactly what they want. But one thing it is apparent is they want to be paid attention to. And sometimes when you get paid attention to, it can bring dramatic results differently than what you thought. I'm going to support the president that if this is not time. But the problem is, as you suggest, China is now figuring out what they want out of the deal. And they certainly don't want the United States to be friends with North Korea. And some sort of a relationship that is more stable is not in China's best interest to China. It is in the Chinese people, but it's not for communist thugs. So I just think that we needed to see if we could have achieved it based upon what the Chinese behind the curtain, so to speak, were telling us in private. They were saying, oh, they wanted to solve this. But we will now bring to bear things which the Chinese also will not want. I don't know if you remember, Jim, but when this was going on before, number 43, our great young president, George W. Bush, said, that's okay. If you don't want to get engaged, just so you know, we're going to change the trajectory of our satellites, and we're going to start looking at every single bit of North Korea. Oh, and when we go over China, we just want you to know we'll be taking pictures also. That changed the Chinese viewpoint of how they would deal with North Korea, and so it cooled it down. There are a lot of things that are agreements between countries about what you look at and how you spy on them, and the United States will not be pushed into a circumstance that is against our best interest.
Well, let's go way back in history to a president named John F. Kennedy that basically overflights and photographs revealed that there were missile bases being built in Cuba that had potential to hit the United States. I mean, Cuba is only 90 miles away from Florida, and the Cuban Missile Crisis stopped what could have been a devastating situation for the United States. So the same thing, history repeats itself, is important. But we have those crazies. We have people in Iran who are trying to do crazy things. People in Syria. This is a very, very, very unstable world. And while people say to me, and I had this conversation at lunch, well, why can't everybody get along? You know, I think that's great. I think that's super. Well, but
that's an insincere way to get yourself to make yourself feel better, because it does not work that way in world affairs.
No, it doesn't. And unfortunately, in some of these cultures, because I've been in Southeast Asia, I've been in other countries in the world where, pardon me, quite frankly, if you don't come out real strong, you are not accepted in their culture. Weakness is not a thing that's acceptable. So we're dealing with cultures that have a totally, totally different outlook. So when you put the Truman out there, when you put the Gerald Ford out there, when you put F-35s in the air, it has a startling impact. And I think those things are important, because if you don't, you know, Pete, we'll see the world, I think, collapse. And I really believe that our military strength is the greatest deterrent to aggression, and also the best thing we can do to stay peaceful.
Well, you mentioned the word. It's not an overused word at all. Deterrence.
Yes.
It is easier to stop something than to have something happen and then fight to get it back. In the United States, under Ronald Reagan, the world understood that America would not tolerate things. And that's what the world now knows about our president, Donald J. Trump.
All right, Congressman, where can people go to find out more about that? And plus, you have a great sheet that Caroline sent me on the National Defense Authorization that I think people ought to take a look at. Where can they go to get that information?
Yeah, sessions.house.gov on the web. And you'll see where there's NDAA information that's straight up about protecting our country. Oh, and by the way, and the other bills as they come forth, especially the spending bills. This is a policy bill that turns into money. The others are money bills that turn into spending. So we constantly, I encourage people to come, take a look. We're very trying to be transparent about what we're doing, mostly why we're doing it, to make America great again.
Congressman, I think it'd be important. I'm going to ask you to be redundant and repeat what you just said, because I think a lot of people would have stopped and go, like I did, and go, what did he just say? And that was important. Please reiterate that, because I think it's very, very important what you said.
Well, I'm going to say it again, but a little differently. What we've been doing for 8 years caused America to be in a diminished economic position, as well as seen as non-leaders in the world. We would set red lines and not meet them. We would have others who would do what they would choose. This happened because Barack Obama said, you know, my second term we'll be able to deal with Russia a lot differently. And that is how we had Russian interference. That's how the Russians in Ukraine, that's how we have problems. I am open to letting people see what we're doing with the bills, because we want to make America great again.
Absolutely. And again, I know you've got to go, but it's go to Congressman Pete Sessions. And Congressman, thank you for your insight and the things that you always bring. I am so, so thankful that you're my congressman. that you are a leader without, the bipartisan as well. So have a great, great weekend. Thank you for being part of our conversation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jim.
Have a great weekend. Oh, well, Ron, we're going to be right back after this word from some of our partners, and we're going to be talking with Mike McCollum. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking about some of the events that are going on throughout our Metroplex today and in North Texas, everything from the Colonial on down. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we're here to help you understand veterans' issues. We're here for Alliance for the Brave. Stay with us. Stay tuned. Plug in. Join in. This is Alliance for the Brave, your communications network.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
You have to sell your gorgeous but suddenly unaffordable house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your mom and dad's old rundown house. Now, who will buy it? These guys buy. You have to sell your crazy Aunt Zelda's house. You know, the one with all the cats. These guys buy. Taj Mahal? These guys buy. Old musty dump? These guys buy. Just plain ugly? These guys buy. Sell your property now. As is, no fees, no repairs, no waiting. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com. TheseguysBuy.com.
The American Red Cross, the Dallas Baptist Men, Community Emergency Response Teams, the Salvation Army. To that list, add the RLA Scouts. Founded in the ashes of 9/11, the RLA Scouts provide agile, well-trained, certified, and vetted first response personnel available to police and fire rescue at a moment's notice. And we need you. Whether you help fund the mission or join the mission, consider the RLA Scouts. Visit their website now and make a tax-deductible donation. RLAscouts.org. The RLA Scouts, the next rescue resource for Texas.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who have served in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. And now, back to the conversation on Alliance for the Brave.
And welcome back. Thank you. I'm Ron Abrams. I'm the District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And on today's show, you may have missed something great, but I will tell you, just go to Facebook, Alliance for the Brave. We just heard from Congressman Pete Sessions with some great information on national defense, and he gets this information straight from Washington. So I would highly encourage you to go check that out. Jim?
Yeah. He is the head of the House Rules Committee. And what I found him to be is very bipartisan, but also very, very insightful. So I've really learned to listen to what he has to say, but he gets me all wound up. And I love talking to him. So I probably need to listen more and talk less, but he's so great. Let's go back and talk about for just a second, because we have people that may have recently tuned in. Again, the Women's Veterans Day initiatives and things that are going on, and where can they go to find out more about that?
Yes. This is going to be on June 12th. And so if you don't have anything to do and you're willing to drive to Austin, you're invited for a function on the south steps of the Texas Capitol. All right, right there in the great city of Austin. This will be June 12th from 9:30 a.m. all the way until 3 p.m. We're talking about a live band, and it's an all women band. And two of the band members are former service members. So I highly encourage you to come out there and enjoy that. Opening ceremony, south steps of the Texas Capitol there in Austin, Texas. There's going to be a resource fair as well and a veteran art exhibit in the interior hallway of the Texas Capitol. If you are looking for further information, you can go to the website at tvc.texas.gov. And to drill down even further, instead of just clicking on the calendar, if you have a pencil and paper nearby, you can take this down. But I'm going to give you a number first, and that's 1-800-252-VETS. That's VETS. 1-800-252-8387. Now, that website, tvc.texas.gov/women-veterans/Women Vets Day. Okay. Now I'll repeat that one more time. tvc.texas.gov/women-veterans/Women Vets Day.
All right. Now in Dallas, we are unbelievably blessed to have some great leaders in the veteran community. And this weekend is probably one of the best examples of that. And I think people need to suit up, show up, and join in the Carry the Load. The Carry the Load was done by Clint Bruce and some of his friends, Holly. They joined up to basically remember what Memorial Day is all about. You know, Ron, I lost 12 pilots in Vietnam. They were killed in action. I had 5 POWs, including John McCain, was one of the POWs. One of my great friends, Dave Carey, is down in Georgetown, and he's still with us, thank God. But this is a time to really remember those men and women who lost their lives. And this That's goes right. way back. This is a long tradition. It's not a weekend to start the summer and have beer and brats, although that's not a bad idea. But I put out my flag. Let's take time to remember. Now, when I was a kid growing up and we had a family event, my grandfather was career Navy. He had ended up being the executive officer of ships that were at the Battle of Iwo Jima, Okinawa. I believe he was at the Coral Sea. In his mementos, we found a Navy Cross, which he was awarded, I believe, for valor in the Battle of the Coral Sea. Also, my Uncle Jimmy was a B-17 pilot who was shot down over Germany, and he spent 18 months in a POW camp. My Uncle John was at the Battle of Bastogne. All of those men are gone now, and I remember them, but I remember the coming together and the stories and the honor and the dignity and respect that I had, and I think that's something that we stop and Carry the Load is very important. That's very, very important. It's down at Rivershawn Park. You can go to Carry the Load. If you want to, go down. It's a great event. I think I was there last year, and Congressman Sam Johnson spoke. This is a tremendous event. Turn out and enjoy. Rivershawn Park, they're going to do a 24-hour walk. They've had one team came from Boston and one team came from Seattle. And I'm telling you, this is a tremendous event. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about other events. We're going to be talking with Colonel Mike McCollum about the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. Wow, I got that one twisted up, didn't I? But it's important to know what they do because they help with legal services. They do a lot of great things. A volunteer men and women who bring a whole lot to the table to help veterans. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we are your team on Alliance for the Brave, where we bring you education, information, and communication. And again, you can go to Facebook Live, and you can turn in. And if you want to go back, take a look at the conversation we had with Congressman Sessions about the National Defense Bill. So we'll be right back with Colonel Collum right after this word. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Holiday plans could be a washout along the Gulf and inland thanks to Alberto, which could become a tropical storm very soon. Weather Prediction Center meteorologist Patrick Berg.
Memorial Day, very wet and soggy across Gulf Coast region and then extending on up through the southeast U.S.
Tropical storm watches are up from Florida to Louisiana. WECP-TV's Danielle Ellis is in the Florida Panhandle.
Daily conference calls between emergency operations, the National Weather Service, and the Hurricane Center will keep everyone alert if the storm develops. Governor Scott held a press conference.
We've already moved some high water vehicles up to the Panhandle from Fish and Wildlife. We're staying up with all the agencies to make sure everybody's prepared, to make sure that if we have this fair weather, that everybody's going to be taken care of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice. Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello Tours.
Oh, Pirello Tours, for sure.
Pirello.
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello Tour on a better than any.
Every itinerary to ensure a stress-free once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
It's Charlotte.
Here comes Harvick and Busch. They are side by side.
It's the Coca-Cola 600.
Jimmy Johnson loosens up Kyle Larson. Now he powers to the inside.
Now we got cars spinning over here. One car goes sideways. It's Kevin Harvick.
Trouble in turn one, and it is Kyle Larson. He's gotten into the outside wall.
Jimmy Johnson's been told to go to the whip.
Catch all the excitement of the Coca-Cola 600 Sunday at 4 p.m.
Don't miss the Coca-Cola 600 tomorrow at 4, only on 1160 AM KBDT.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who have served in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. And now, back to the conversation on Alliance for the Brave.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, Texas Veteran Commission. I'm here now with a great friend, a good man, Colonel Mike McCollum, the head of the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. Mike, welcome.
Jim?
Yes, sir. Hey, okay, now I can hear you.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm okay. I wouldn't say I'm the head of it. I'm just kind of the visual face of it. It's a team effort, Jim. We got two great generals the trustees. Two of the trustees are General Kerry, which I know you know very well, and
yes.
General Williams. You know him very well too.
Yes.
And then the two snuffies are Grant Siebold and I. We're retired Marine colonels, and whatever we do, we got to make sure that our generals are happy with it. They've never been unhappy with it. So.
That carries over.
I wouldn't call me the head of it. I'm not the head of it.
Okay, but let me talk, because you've been on my program before, which is great, and we had coffee this week, and I think there's several things that I really want to bring to the forefront. Number one, what you guys do in the Metroplex for veterans. The first and foremost, I think, is the legal aid. So, Colonel, can you talk a little bit about that and explain people what you do and how the trust works with that and how they can get plugged in?
Yeah, the Metroplex Veterans Legal Services is a pro bono legal clinic that we do periodically. We've done 37 of them so far since we got started. We backed into it because Ken Watterson, as you know very well, the originator of the Veterans Resource Center out there by the VA complex in South Dallas, he wanted us to have a pro bono clinic for the homeless veterans. He saw a real need for especially tickets, traffic tickets, and I didn't think it could be done, a traffic ticket, you know, clinic, because there's so many municipalities involved, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't think it could be done. But I've been running a clinic a criminal clinic at SMU Dedman Law School for 42 years, and I know how to run clinics, pro bono clinics, but I'd never done one like this. And Ken kept pushing, and I said, all right, we'll call a friend of mine, former student Randall Scott, who's kind of the ticket dean for Dallas County. And Randall said, oh, yeah, we can do that. And we put on a ticket clinic out there at the Veteran Resource Center. And we had 43 veterans show up, homeless veterans, and most of them homeless. And Randall had about six or seven of his friends in the traffic ticket bar, local bar, come down there, the lawyers. And we had some volunteers from the law school to kind of see what's going on and learn from real lawyers. And those lawyers, they handled 39 of those tickets. They took them that day and from all the different Dallas County municipalities, and they were excited. The lawyers loved it. Of course, the clients were ecstatic, and it was a real success. And so the Metroplex Veterans Legal Services kind of grew out of that, and we've been learning ever since. So what we discovered with the traffic ticket clinic that Ken first had us do is, I could do a clinic if I did a single-issue clinic. The thing I didn't like about the ones that most of the pro bono clinics you see around town or around the state really is they have great volunteer lawyers. They have really great volunteer staff, but what they do is they'll have a clinic for veterans to show up, and then they interview them to see what their legal problem is, and then they get back to them later to tell them if they got somebody that can solve their problems. And I don't like doing that. The criminal clinic I did it that I'm doing at SMU, we take the clients that are appointed to us by the courts or that walk in at the law school, and we begin to represent them immediately. And that's what I wanted to do with our Ken's legal clinic. So this single issue thing works for us because we're able to advertise it, get the word out, and pre-screen the prospective veterans who need some legal help to see if they qualify for this particular clinic. And what I mean by that is a single issue clinic is we're going to announce we have a, say it's an expunction clinic. We'll put the word out for honorably served veterans who have expunction issues in the, you know, Dallas County area. We just did one out in Midland last week. We did one in Houston a couple weeks ago. You know, they can get on the internet, sign up for it. We can screen them, get their name and their data to a lawyer who's volunteered to help. And these are usually law firms that have a bank of lawyers that want to do pro bono. And they'll do the research, and when the client shows up for the clinic, they start working on their case immediately. That's what, and I like it that way. I like to be able to say when they show up, we help them. We don't pre-screen them to see if maybe, or we don't screen them to see if maybe we can help them later. We screen them ahead of time, and when they come, they have a lawyer that's going to do the work for them. So that's kind of how it got started. And you know, we've done 12 child support modification clinics. We've had 9 expunction clinics, 5 combat-related special compensation clinics. They're all over the state. We do them in Houston, Midland. We did one in Tyler with Buck Files not too long ago, down in Edinburgh and Corpus Christi. We're gonna go to Austin next month. So that's how it got started, and it's gratifying because what we learned is that traffic tickets are kind of it's kind of like marijuana is a gateway drug. Traffic tickets are a gateway to oblivion to a lot of veterans, because if they get a traffic ticket, they don't pay it, they lose their driving privileges. And if they lose their driving privileges, that really hampers their ability to keep a job. So we stumbled onto all this stuff, and like I said, we're still learning as we go. We have seen a lot of veterans get off the street because we had a lawyer help them with a really kind of a simple legal problem and got them started.
Now, Mike, where can people go to find out more about this, and where can they go to get signed up? Where can they go to find out what you're doing? What's the best website? What's the best phone number? Where is the best place to go?
Well, if they just get on the internet and go Metroplex Military Charitable Trust, start searching there, you'll find our little website, and that what happens is we'll announce on there when we have an upcoming clinic and where it's going to be. We have one lady, Joan Gillum, and she was there. I think she came to she was with me that the last time I was at the station.
Yes,
and she's the one that does all the work to keep it going on a daily basis. And she gets all the lawyers together. She finds the venues. She screens the prospective veterans, and she does it all off the internet.
Now,
they sign up on the internet, and she takes it from there.
All right. Now, this is a 501c3, and all of the work that you do and everybody else does is volunteer. But they do raise funds to be able to help. One of the things that you guys did, you told me, is you raised the funds to buy a group of vans that are used by Ken Watterson and the Resource Center to provide transportation to veterans that really need it. I think that's a remarkable, and my hat's off to you for that service. People can also go to the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust, that website, and they can donate because this is a 501c3, correct?
Correct. And we're you find us through, if you go metroplexmarines.org, that's our website, really. Metroplexmarines.org, and then it connects to the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust.
Okay, now you've got a great event coming up. Now, we're way out there. It's September. But you're looking for sponsors. You're looking for, if people have a business and that you're a veteran and you own a business and you want to sponsor and give back, tell us a little bit about how you can plug in and who is going to be coming to speak at that event.
Yeah, Jim, the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust, we've been around since 1991, and we really don't it's only been recently that we started to get a public profile, because we really haven't, we've kind of stayed in the background. We support a lot of different organizations, military organizations that that have projects, but we've decided to come out and have a public face, and so we did it last year. We started a leadership speaker series, basically a military leadership speaker series, and this will be the second year. The first year we did it was, and we did it for Frontiers of Flight, and last year we had Colonel Tony Wood. He was one of the last Marine captains out of Saigon in 1975. He created one of the, there were several evacuation plans that were executed. Many of them were not known at all. Tony's was one that was not well known at all. He gave a presentation about what he did, and with the help of General Kerry and the main evacuation. This year we're going to have General Krulak, General Chuck Krulak, Charles Krulak, who is our 31st Commandant, is going to be the speaker at the Frontiers of Flight. It's going to be started at 11:30, September 6th, and you know, he's just a tremendous. He was a tremendous military leader. He's a tremendous civilian leader. A great patriot, great American, and he's gonna talk about you know, the skills he learned on the battlefield, how it's he's able to apply those through the rest of his career, both as a Commandant of the Marine Corps, member of the Joint, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then later as a Chief Executive of MBNA, and finally as President of Birmingham Southern College. He took that job after he got out of the banking world and brought that little college back to the brink of bankruptcy and oblivion. Just a great leader, very inspiring speaker, and all Marines know him. He's what we call Marine Corps royalty. His father, Victor Krulak, whose nickname was the Brute, is really one of the, you know, premier Marines of all time. He was so instrumental in so many things in Marine Corps history that everybody knew the Brute, and everybody, once General Krulak moved up in the hierarchy of the Marine Corps, everybody knew who Chuck Krulak was, and he was an amazing commandant, and he's going to be our speaker on the 6th of September.
Now, how can people go to sign up for that? And if they want to, again, this is a 501c3, that's going to be a great event, and Frontiers of Flight is so much fun. Almost, I mean, your costs are very low, so almost all of the money that's going to be ticket sales or contributions goes to support the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. I mean, nobody's getting huge salaries out of this deal. So
no, the only, the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust, we do so many different things. One of the little projects we have is the Metroplex Veterans Legal Services. That's just one of our projects. That one, Joan, the manager of it, she's paid for managing that thing. She's not a member of the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. She runs the legal clinics we have. We got to pay her because she's full time working on that. But the other, myself, members of the board, and all the volunteers that work at Metroplex Military Charitable Trust, none of us are get paid a dime. It's all volunteer. I think what you find, Jim, there are many, many, many charitable organizations like mine that are very worthwhile. They're usually very local, like ours is, and they do great things, but people haven't heard of them because we don't have a budget. We don't advertise. We don't spend money on that. And that's kind of the way we do it, the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. And this is really kind of the only fundraiser we have for the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. So we do have low expenses, believe me. We do it the Marine Corps way. We come shaw as much as we can from everybody else. Frontiers of Flight, if people haven't been to Frontiers of Flight, it's a great venue. It's a great place to take people of all ages. Kids love it. It's also, they're very open and inviting for organizations to have events there. I've had two high school class reunions at the Frontiers of Life.
All right, I tell you what. Colonel Colum, we're going to be coming back after this word from our partners. So let's talk more about that event where people can go to get signed up. Let's talk more about the Metroplex Military Trust, not only the legal services, but the other things you do and how important this is to our Dallas-Fort Worth community, because you got Marine Corps Proud, who is doing a great job in continuing the mission of taking care of veterans and taking care of our community. I think this is really important. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we've got Colonel Mike McCollum on the line. And we're talking about the Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. Stick around and enjoy Lions for the Brave as we finish up this hour. We'll be right back.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big Metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had some ulcer issues on my leg that I had from Vietnam. It would erupt on occasion of periods of stress. When I was taking juices, you know, these ulcers had disappeared, but I was not able to get good quality fruits and vegetables to make good juices. And, you know, these ulcers came back. But since I've been taking the fruit and the veggie capsules, these ulcers again have subsided.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Today's program is brought to you by 1160 AM KBDT, Gear Services Web Design, Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, and the Texas Veterans Commission. Visit us on Facebook or join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blank with Ron Abrams. We're talking with Colonel Mike McCollum, Metroplex Military Charitable Trust. Thank you, John David, my engineer, my little brother, or I could say big brother. He's bigger than I am. Anyway, Colonel McCollum, thank you for being on board this morning. It's really important that we tell people about the Charitable Trust. I'd like to ask you again to restate the event that's coming up in September with General Krulak. Now, he was Commandant of the Marine Corps, four-star general.
Correct. He was the 31st Commandant.
Wow. So tell us again how people can get signed up or how they can contribute to that event.
Okay, two ways. First, if you go metroplexmarines.org, that gets us to the Metroplex Marines Coordinating Council website. And then you go, once you get up there, you go to speakers. And speakers, the first thing we have on the speakers slot is the MMCT Military Speaker Series. And it announces General Krulak's speech. There's a little video there you can play. It's about a two-minute video on General Krulak himself, which is really cool. kind of gives somebody doesn't know anything about General Crewe, like a kind of an overview of who he really is. But the way to help, or one, you can go, there's a link that says, go to this link. It's an Eventbrite link where you can actually buy tickets. The tickets are $125 a seat. The website shows on Eventbrite, it shows $120, but by the time you put in the service charge that we get from Eventbrite, it comes to like $124.99. So it's the same amount that people will pay if they buy a ticket, directly from us. So it's $125 per ticket. The other way that we really want to need some help is sponsoring tables. We're not real good at doing these fundraiser things, but we've learned from others that these events can be fantastic events, but there may not be much money raised because you don't get a lot of table sponsorship. And so we have we encourage businesses to sponsor tables, and we have different levels of sponsorship to buy a table. Now, a chair costs, a seat is $125, but if you want to sponsor a table and you get an ad, we'll do that in our put out the schedule. We'll have ads for the different sponsors. And the way to get involved in that is again, you go to the MetroplexMarines.org site, you go to the speakers, and down there where it says, I'm doing it right now, so I make sure I get it right.
Right. You're doing it in real time.
Yeah. Let me while you're doing that, let me kind of break for a second, because Ron, you had a question, because it's really important. This group helps so many people. Can you tell us, Colonel, approximately, because you were telling us how many went through your first ticket clinic, how many are you guys helping? That's important to know. It looks like it's statewide. Yeah.
Okay, statewide, we've had so far 37 clinics. We've had 539 veterans legal consultations, and we've helped 521 of the veterans. In other words, we've given legal support to 521 of them. We've learned that the best way to do these is we have them at law firms. The law firm that has the volunteer lawyers, they rather have the veterans come to the law firm. That way it saves the law firm time. They have the resources there, the staff to make copies and do the research if they need to. And, we'll come in there, we'll set up, we'll have the veterans show up. We're in and out of there in 2 to 3 hours on these clinics. And then when we leave, it's like we were never there. Kind of like a Marine mag cap. We get in, we get out, and nobody knows we were there. So that's what we do on that little thing. And again, that's just one of the many things that the trust does. For the last 5 years, we've been, they have an event in Fort Worth that we started called the Cowtown Warriors Ball. And that was the brainchild of Jeremy Spann, who was a Fort Worth police officer. And me, we kind of, again, Spann was a sergeant or a corporal in the Marine Corps, and he said he could raise money to support the Wounded Warrior Regiment at Quantico. I didn't believe him, but he proved me wrong. And they've had that Cowtown Warriors Ball. We've done that for 5 years now. They've raised $500,000. All that money has gone directly to a North Texas veteran who was wounded at post 9/11. In the last couple of years, we've broadened it out now to just any veteran in the North Texas area that needs emergency funds and served honorably and has some kind of a disability. So. That's a fun project, that Cowtown Warriors Ball, and they have great speakers there every year, too.
If somebody, Mike, wants to plug in and go to one of your meetings and join the Metroplex Marines, they can go to metroplexmarine.org, and your meetings are the noon on the first Thursday of every month, but November. And I think I'm going to be there. By golly, you better believe I'm going to be there. I think this is important. And again, nobody is pulling down six-figure salaries. Hey, Colonel McCollum, thank you so much for being on board with me today and joining Ron and I. Thank you again for your service, and God bless you. And thank you as we remember those who fell on Memorial Day. Thank you again, Colonel.
Likewise to you, Jim. And I'll see you first Thursday.
You bet. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we want to say a very special thank you on Memorial Day to those who we've lost. I lost 12 in action from my squadron, BA-163. I had 5 POWs. Ron, this is an important day. It's Carry the Load weekend. That's important. There's a lot of events. You can go to our Alliance for the Brave or go to my website, jimblythe.net. We're getting it updated all the time. We're here to help you. This is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be back next week.